As you can see through the transparent dome that encases the rescuers, the first stage, dropping an independent oxygen supply to the stricken Cellini, has now been completed. Another pipe, a vent pipe, is now being lowered by Chief Engineer Lawrence and his crew to complete the respiratory circuit. As the rescue continues to unfold live on this channel, I cannot help, even with a lump in my throat, thanking the good Lord for granting us people like Chief Engineer Lawrence, working under the leadership of Tourist Commissioner Rex Davis. I've tried repeatedly to talk to the commissioner on the air, but he won't budge from his single-minded task of getting these people out alive and well. Perhaps he'll speak to us later.
You're through, Chief.
Okay, Pat. Now unscrew the bit, and then you can relax just a little. Is there anything you require urgently?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to get the main lights back on before they all wake up.
Fine. Our igloo above you is being pressurized now, so that should make our work a little more comfortable and avoid the danger of any more air escaping. Once you're out of there, we'll ferry you back to base in fours or fives, after a preliminary check by medics. What the hell was that?
It was just a sneeze. It's getting quite cool down here now.
All right, we'll put the oxygen temperature back to normal. The ski boat from Farside is just arriving. Nearly there, Pat.
Okay. Breathe deep, everyone. We have fresh air again.
Pat, what are we doing?
Well, so far, so good, Commodore. Breathe deep. I'm just unscrewing the vent pipe. Yeah. There. Come on, Sue, wake up.
What's happening?
Breathe. Enjoy the oxygen.
Oh, it's so cold.
We're going to be all right.
What's happened?
They got through to us, Professor. Breathe.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, that's much better.
Make sure anyone who's still asleep is breathing normally and keep them warm.
I'll do a tour of inspection. Yeah.
Good girl.
Oh, that air.
You okay, Mac?
Yeah, terrific. Mrs. Schuster, you had me worried for a while.
Good to see you, Mr. McKenzie. Irving, you're sleeping in.
It's a vacation, Myra. You sure you're all right?
I'm fine. Did I snore, Mr. McKenzie?
Myra, 40 years married. You still amaze me.
I'll get the main lights back on. Just relax.
All right.
How did he propose to get us out, Pat?
I think you'd better ask Chief Engineer Lawrence, Commodore. Come under the bridge with me.
What's happening anyway?
Pat.
Yes, Chief.
We've stabilized pressures now. We'll have to give you a boost now and again, but most of the time the pipes will be open-ended.
Great. I'd like to introduce Commodore Hanstein to you.
Very pleased to talk to you, Chief. Thanks for the fresh air.
My pleasure, Commodore.
What's the plan to get us out, Chief?
At the moment, we've just rigged up an igloo above you. That means we don't have to work in spacesuits. And when you come up, you'll be in a pressurized atmosphere. We're going to use a large sectional cylinder that'll sink under its own weight. We've more than enough sections to reach you, and the pressure of the tube will make the seal. Then we'll have a sort of well shaft down to you, and I have the dubious honor of cutting through Cellini's roof.
That sounds straightforward enough.
We're starting now. The sections are sealed with a rather flimsy material that stops the dust coming up, but won't stop me getting down.
We seem to be in capable hands, Pat.
Yes, I think we are.
Oh, you look tired, Pat.
Well, I feel it. Mackenzie was a great help. Is everybody all right?
They've all come through it very well.
We're down more than 8 meters, more than halfway.
Pat.
Yeah, ma'am?
How far down was the oxygen pipe when it first entered the cabin?
About a meter.
Take a look now.
I see what you mean. Chief, have you pulled the vent pipes up at all?
No, there's been no need.
We're still sinking. The dust must never have settled.
We're within half a meter of you. Almost there.
When that tube hits us, it might shove us down.
Lawrence! We're still sinking. You'll have to give us more airline and make it quick.
What the hell's that? The suction pump from Cellini's out of the ship and in the dust. We're pulling dust. Switch it out. Cellini, what's happening?
Pat, the rear pipe's out. Dust spraying in. And we're tilting. The airline's out. Dust's coming in from both.
Did you get that?